So I'll just give you a brief outline of what I'm going to talk about. So first of all, I'm going to start out by talking about what stellar colors we can observe in the sky and why we might expect that we could see green. Next, I'm just going to give a brief explanation of thermal radiation, and then I'll talk about black body radiation and how it relates to green light. Then I'll talk about the cone cells in the human eye and how that affects what we can see, and then I'll just give some conclusions. So when we look in the night sky, most of the stars that we see look to be white, but there's also lots of colorful stars that we can observe. So in this picture, for example, this red star over here in the top left corner is called Betelgeuse, and it's in the constellation called Orion. And we can see lots of these brighter stars look to be sort of a bluish color as well, and lots of the ones in the background, like I said, they appear to be white. So a star's color depends on its temperature. And to see that, we can look at the visible part of the electromagnetic spectrum, and we can see how the color varies with the temperature. So if we start with our spectrum, if we look at a temperature around 2,500 Kelvin, we'll see a red star. And if we increase our temperature to about 4,000 Kelvin, it'll become orange. Increasing again to 6,000 Kelvin, we'll get yellow. And then if we go all the way up to 30,000 Kelvin, we'll start to see a star that looks blue. So if we look at this spectrum, we might wonder what happens in between 6,000 and 30,000 Kelvin, and why is it that we don't see any green stars in between there? So before we can answer that question of why we can't see the green stars, we have to consider thermal radiation quickly. So all condensed matter emits a continuous spectrum of thermal radiation, and it also absorbs radiation from its surroundings. So at high temperatures, a solid or liquid can be self-luminous, and so we can see it due to the light that it's emitting and not necessarily due to what it's reflecting. But at low temperatures, we see the object more due to what it reflects and not what it emits. So the question arises of what happens when an object absorbs all the radiation that hits it. And what happens is that we get something called a black body. And so a black body is something that absorbs all the radiation that's incident on it, and therefore it appears black when we're at a low enough temperature because it doesn't reflect any light. So we can't find an exact black body, but a star can be a pretty good approximation to a black body. A star is only visible to us when its temperature is hot, and then in that case it's self-luminous, and that's when we see the stars. And something interesting about black bodies is that no matter what they're composed of, they emit the same thermal radiation spectrum. So it doesn't matter what kind of star we're looking at, we're going to get the same kind of spectrum that varies with the wavelength. So to see the spectrum, we use something called Planck's law of black body radiation, which is given here, where the interesting quantities that we're going to vary are the wavelength of the radiation and also the temperature. And the other constants are just what you would expect in there. So when we do this for various temperatures, we get curves like this. And we can see that the curves look quite different at various temperatures. And in particular, we can see that the position of the peak of these curves varies with temperature as well. Turns out that the position of a peak is uniquely determined by the temperature. And the region that we want to look at in here is the visible spectrum, because that's going to affect what we can see. So that's the visible part of the spectrum that's highlighted there. So to determine the peak, we're going to use Wien's displacement law, which relates the maximum wavelength, which gives us the maximum energy radiation, to the temperature. And it's given by this quantity here. So now the question is, what happens when we try to get the peak in the area of the green part of the spectrum? Green light has a wavelength between 510 and 570 nanometers. So if we use Wien's displacement law, we would expect that we could get a black body curve with a peak in this green area when we have the star's surface temperature between 5,100 Kelvin and about 5,650 Kelvin. And there are stars in the sky within this temperature range. So the question is, why aren't these stars green? And the answer is, of course, that when we have this black body spectrum, we're not just going to see green light. We're going to see a whole bunch of different colors around it. And when these colors combine, they produce something that looks more white and not green. Now, we might think that we could maybe try shifting the curve. And even though it wouldn't peak at green, we could still get it to look green by some other combination. But it turns out that we can't. And this is partly due to the black body spectrum, but it also has to do with our eyes. And so our eyes are made out of cones. And we see that there's three different kinds of cones. The ones called L respond to long wavelengths, and they peak at red light. The ones that are called the M cones, they respond better to medium wavelength light, and those have a peak response for green light. And then the S ones are for short wavelengths, and they have the highest response for blue light. So what this means is that the only way that we could see green light is to activate only those M cones, and we don't want to activate the L and the S cones. And as we can see from the blackbody curve here, that's not possible, because no matter what, whenever we're activating the green, we're going to also be activating at least some of the blue or some of the red. However, because of the shape of this curve, it is possible to see only red stars or only blue stars, because it's possible to position the blackbody curve in a way using Planck's blackbody radiation formula such that we don't have much contribution from wavelengths other than blue and red. So in conclusion, because of the shape of a blackbody curve and also due to the cone cells in our eyes, it's not possible to see green stars. And instead of seeing the visible spectrum that we might expect, we see a different kind of spectrum. And it starts at red light, and then it goes to orange, then to a yellowish color, then it actually goes to white, and then to blue. So it might not be what we expect, but that's what we see for stars. So any questions?
So that last figure that you showed was like some average over a black body curve as a function of temperature of what?
Oh, this one?
No, so the one on the bottom.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, this is just a spectrum of the colors that we could see when we, I guess if we took the different curves and we combine the lights and we look at what we would see, this
right.
is the possible colors that we would see.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
You don't
know how this is created? Sorry. I can look into it for you.
Over, I guess, the response to the cones.
Yeah, it must be. I'm not totally sure. I can look into that, but I'm not positive how they made it.
Any other questions? Okay, let's thank everyone.